niggas.
Lord.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. H to the Izzo. I want to thank everybody out there for their purchase. We surely appreciate it. But you about to witness is my thoughts.
Just my thoughts, man.
Gotta go deep.
Right and wrong. Just what I was feeling
deep
at the time.
For this one. Man.
You ever felt like this?
Oh, yeah.
Vibe with me.
Walk with a nigga.
Vibe with me. Yo, gather round, hustlers, that's if you're still living.
Welcome.
And get on down to that old jig river. Here's a couple of jewels to help you get through your bit in prison.
Wherever you may be and however you may be listening to your boy here. It's All Gravy, official podcast. Sponsored by the good people out there, Troublesome Movement. What a great little fall you guys had. Doing this one more time here. Glad to have everybody. Got a lot to get to. I know it's been a long time. I say this every single time. I don't know why. I just musters up a lot. But we're making it. We're here, okay? So we're going to try to get to as much as I possibly can. I know Gravy's got a lot to get to. But we're going to make it happen here with your Election Day recap. Oh, man. A good old-fashioned Thanksgiving holiday. Just so much to get to. But as always, I like to start off with my rant of the day. And it's just, I mean, old football coach, old Scooty, we used to call him. used to say this before, and it's really ringing true. It's a great lyric in a Lumineers song, one of my favorite songs by the Lumineers. And it goes a little something like, you know, act like you've been here before, right? It's very telling of today, especially with what we're seeing post-election. Of course, if you have been living under the rock, then, of course, we got Biden as the old president-elect, which would be very interesting with him. Kamala as the vice president. I'll get to that, of course, at some point. But, man, oh, man, let me just say that this whole post-election thing, I have seen a lot of things happening. And a lot of people talking about a lot of things. And one of the most important things that I've seen recently is this idea of reconciliation. Right? And now that the election, it is over. It is time for the animosity and the political polarization in this country to mend itself and for both sides to come together, right, for the goodness of this country during a pandemic and during a hostile political environment to move forward now, come 2021, to make America, you know, better. Let's just say that and everything else it is, right? Which is a good idea, this idea for a time for unity. But then I hearken back to my old coach Scooty and the old Loomies here with act like you've been here before. And as much as unity sounds good, and if you haven't checked out the old Lost Past Open Wounds, you'll get to this idea of forgiveness and everything else it is. Big shout out to everybody who checked that one out. Man, that was a good one. But if you get this back this idea for this time for unity, I'm sorry, but I gotta get back to my boy old Ross with the old Geller here, and that ship has sailed. Man, it would be nice to have some unity, but boy, oh boy, this is what happens when losers, and this is most of society who we're talking about here now, get just a little taste of success, and now we've got MAGA hats drinking liberal tears and a bunch of snowflakes, where when you won, man, when you got to win, all of a sudden, Trump supporters come out of nowhere and everywhere, thumping their chests, wearing their MAGA hats, drinking liberal tears and shit. Not my president and all that crazy crap. And now you done lost, right? And now you want reconciliation and some unity and shit. Nope, now's not the time. Nope, and I'm speaking to a lot of my old Facebook friends and everything else that is. They don't post as much recently, I've noticed lately. Like, where the hell have these people been? All of a sudden, the election wraps up, and now they ain't got shit to say. Absent. Oh, what a coincidence. Right? But before they're beating the chest, Trump train, 4 more years. Huh? Talking all that crap. And now you lost, bunch of babies. And now you done lost. And now you want some reconciliation. Get the fuck out of here. Nope, now's not the time. See, what you should have done, look, right? is act like winners are supposed to act when you've won before and shit, okay? And this is at the heart of American democracy, too. Even the old founding father. I'm going to give you a little history lesson. Since it's part of what I do. But the whole idea of a democracy, especially in a two-party system, where the same groups are alternating power every 4, 6, 8 years anyway. The other side is bound to win at some point. Thus, in order for this shit to work, when you win, whatever side that wins, you're not supposed to act like spoiled brats and shit and throw it in people's faces and gloat all that much. Because the other side is about to win at some point too. And the losers, you can't act like spoiled little crybabies. Okay? The winners can't spike the football in their faces, and the losers shouldn't act like crybabies if this democracy is going to work. If it's supposed to work at all. Or republic, for everybody wanting to be specific. But either way, right? The winners aren't supposed to act like brats, and the losers aren't supposed to act like crybabies. But we have not seen that the last 12 or so years. And I'm going all the way back to the Obama years, right? Because I would like to say Republicans started this shit, right? When they started crying for 8 years. Because the brother got in there. Not that the brother was going to do all that much, as we have seen, but shit, right? They did a whole 8 years of all that crying and shit. And then, of course, Trump won, and it was the liberals' turn. Yes, indeed. And the winners, of course, Trump came out with all that. Trump. I don't think the Democrats did too much gloating and shit. Maybe they did. Maybe they started. Either way. But the shit went overboard here in the last 4 years. Let's just put it that way. Right? Act like you've been here before. The last thing that we like and that we see, and this happened a lot in this mediocre loser society, right? People come off the bench and you score a little touchdown and shit, or you dunk a little basketball. Look, man, you're getting blown out and shit. You barely get in the game. Just run that ball in the end zone, hand that shit to the ref, and take it on back to the bench, would you? Okay, you got a little breakaway. Go ahead and dunk that shit, bruh. But just jog it on back to the other end. You're getting blown out. You barely play. The last thing we want to see is you don't need to be flexing and shit like you've done something and all that important. Just jog it on back. It reminds me of the old Cleveland Cavaliers and guys like Jared Dudley and bench warmers in the NBA and shit. And doing all this fake guitar bullshit when people get dunked. You're not even in the game. Right? But you got all these antics on the sideline. And this is pretty much, now I'm talking to pretty much all of the masses of poor Americans in this country now. Because all of us do this shit, not me. Of course, I don't participate, but most of y'all. Right. Rooting for your oppressors and shit, both of them, on both sides, rooting for the oppressors on both sides. It's a two-party system, flip-flopping power and shit. But you went too far with the drinking liberal tears and shit, and all the snowflake business and the Trump train shit and everything else it is. And now you done lost. And now it is time for Democrats and you liberals, if you have any backbone at all, if you really want to impress me, and I don't impress all that easily. If you want to impress me, now would be the time. Not for reconciliation. Not for a time for unity. But now is the time to just mock and humiliate the Trump train and all Trump supporters to the nth degree, to shame them for their behavior the last 4 years. They deserve it. And America deserves it. You really want to make it better? Punish them for 4 years of straight showboat nonsense and stupidity that just made this country even more shitter than it already was. That is what needs to happen. Before we can get to reconciliation, you gotta slap them on the hand and you shouldn't have went too far. And then we can have some peace. But no. Now with the liberal tears and shit, now we've got some conservative wine and we're gonna be drinking that shit for a while because I am on full mock mode, baby. I am yes, I am back on my troll game is coming back strong. Again, I'm looking for all my Trump supporting friends on Facebook. I don't see them, but believe you me, I am locked and loaded and ready. I am firing on all cylinders and everything else it is, baby. I am back. Hey, Gravy's even back watching Fox News again. You damn Skippy. I had to take a little 4-year hiatus because I couldn't put up with most of that shit. The last 4 years, and again, all that showboating and gloating and shit, I don't like it. I don't like it on either end. But I sure the hell didn't like it on Fox News and with these conservatives and Republicans the last 4 years. But I'll share you a little secret, okay? I'll share you a little secret here. Gravy actually grew up on Fox News and shit. Growing up in the church where else it is, and I spent my summers back in Iowa, my brother had no cable. And the few channels that we got was Fox and CBS and everything else it is. And NASCAR races. My brother grew up watching NASCAR in Iowa and shit during my summer times in Iowa. But Fox Sunday mornings and shit was one of the few things we got. Where else it is. So I used to get up and where else it is after I did my chores and do my thing. And I grew up watching Fox News Sunday. When I got out of college and came home and shit, I used to watch a hell of a lot of Fox News. Bill O'Reilly and all the rest of them jabronis, little Hannity and Combs before they kicked Combs to the curb and shit. Yes, indeed. I sure did. I found a little balance. I went to this little pointy-head little liberal arts college up in there, UPS, full of just a bunch of liberals and everything else it is, and their phony-ass morals, and their phony-ass intellectualism, and care about humanity and everything else it is, and they drove me sick. So Fox News was the natural ally, plus I remember that's how I grew up and shit. So growing up and going to college with a bunch of, you know, snotty-ass, fake-ass liberals made it very easy for me to transfer into Fox News and shit. So all the way through college, I was watching a hell of a lot of Fox News because liberals just made me sick. But then, of course, all that Obama racist shit, I had to get away from it. I just stopped watching news completely at that point. And I didn't like all the snobbery and shit taking place on liberal news. And Fox News just went ultra-racist, birther bullshit, or else it is. And it offended my sensibilities. So I took a little hiatus. And then, of course, Trump, I had to take any more hiatus and shit. But now we're back, baby. I am back listening to all the ridiculous arguments that they make and mocking them on a daily basis, baby. It's glad to be back watching Fox News. And now I can get back to doing what I do, which is mocking everybody, baby. We're back. I can mock CNN and that ridiculous crap that they post and all the fake-ass crap. And we'll get to that here in a second. And MSNBC and Fox News, I can get back to mocking them all. But the idea of reconciliation is a slow one, Brad. We're going to pace this thing out a little bit. Give me a break. Uh-uh. Nope. Now is the time, baby. Please impress me. Please, Democrats, liberals, if you're out there, and the progressives, get it together, would ya? Now is an opportunity to crush these crybabies as they have gloated in your face for 4 years, and now is our opportunity, and I use that term our loosely, but I'm just going to get it on this shit. I'm just going to get in on it. I ain't really with y'all too much, but I'm going to get down on this part of it for sure. And let's take care of business and let's humiliate these crybabies. That is the mission. And I want to say one thing to who else is still my little conservative Trump supporting friends and everybody else is on Facebook. Keep this in mind. I didn't delete not one person. I did not delete not one person while y'all were out there gloating and shit. I took it on the chin like a champ. And I let you guys have your 4 years of Facebook post of stupid-ass shit. Now, of course, I jumped in there and humiliate you every once in a while. And, you know, brother went to Facebook jail, you know, a time or eight. But nevertheless, I didn't delete anybody. So now that the tides have turned, none of you crybabies better be deleting anybody neither. Especially me. But anybody else for that matter. No. We sat through it. Now it's your turn to sit through it. And take it on the chin like some, well, you guys are only changed the crybabies, but nevertheless, right? I need you to stand in there strong, baby. You deserve it. And then afterwards, hopefully, when everybody has been humiliated and mocked just a little bit, then we can get to some reconciliation. And then there will be a time for unity once everybody's been embarrassed. And there are plenty of reasons to be embarrassed. Okay, we're not lacking motivation here in that category, that is for sure. So let's just go ahead and everybody go ahead and take one and wear one so that we can move on here come 2021 in the election. Given, of course, that Trump actually concedes this thing, but nevertheless, it's only a moment in time. But 2021 can be handled properly once everybody's been mocked and ridiculed a little bit. And now it is time for the Trump train and Trump supporters to take their medicine, and this is the liberals' job and Democrats' job to make sure that you serve it up for them. Maybe a little extra sauce on that baby too. But if you want this thing to work and you want some reconciliation, then make sure that they wear one on the chin. Now let's keep going here. Thank you kindly. On to this first topic here. We're going to keep it pushing. This week right in. I'm going to get to the old election recap business here. Because boy, was it interesting. I had no doubt. After a while, and after Trump told his, Lord have mercy, people not to do the mail-in voting. Mail-in voting. Once I saw that, I knew that she was a rat. Like, the whole Democrats got it in the bag. You know, you're during a pandemic, and you're going to tell people not to? Give me a break. But now we're back on this fraud thing. Election fraud. And this is what gets back to my opening rant here, right, about everybody's going to do it. See, you Dems and the Libs have done the last 4 years talking about election fraud and Russia and China and everything else about election fraud and everything else, and then Trump stealing an election. And now, here we are. And you have to now eat the bullshit that you've been giving up the last 4 years that now conservatives and Republicans are now going to use about election fraud and shit. Do you see what we've done here? Did people not see this mess, this pathetic garbage display? God, if American politics isn't at the shittiest form, I don't know what is. Do you not see? See, now we've got to deal with this shit of election fraud for the next 4 years, too. We're just going to be going back and forth among partisan, over-extreme bullshit on both sides. And in the middle, we've got a storm of election fraud, pandering, and accusations on both sides. There's just going to be no point. This is why I don't participate in this bullshit. It is just a shit show on both sides. Election fraud for 4 years. And we are going to hear election fraud and vote bullshit Russell is for the next 4 years. And I tell you what, as soon as Republicans get power again, watch them do something about this voting shit for sure. They are going to remember this shit. They are going to remember this. They are going to remember the election of 2020. The next chance that they get of some power, bruh, they are coming for election business. And they are going to sew this shit up tight. And they're going to use that Supreme Court pick to reinforce that whole thing. Y'all better do something quickly. Better do something quick. Because the next chance Republicans get this voting by mail and all this other shit, they're going to do something about that real quick. Which gets me just to another point. It is just so funny just to hear people talk about every vote, and every vote counts, and we gotta do something about the whole voting thing. Like, man, come on, that shit is rich. That shit is rich. And this gets back to the idea of now that you've lost, now you want to complain and shit. On both sides, everybody's like fucking crybaby. Let's just be honest, everybody but me, of course, but nevertheless, 95% of the population out there, right? Give me a break. And now, we got election fraud. Vote tampering. Every vote should count. Man, y'all been blocking votes and trying to steal goddamn mailboxes and shit right before the election. And yeah, you're talking about every vote should count. Give us a break. Save that shit for later. But come on now. They talk about election fraud. Funny. Only in the goddamn states that Trump needs to win. If we got widespread voter fraud, bro, I want to file appeals and file cases in every goddamn state then. Every single one, if it's widespread. But you're going to pick the few states, of course, that you need. That just shows that you're on some bullshit, man. That just shows that you're on some bullshit. So it just makes it easy. I mean, you got to give me a break here. And he's only talking about the presidential election. Right? I've been watching, again, I'm back on Fox News, baby. They've been touting real loud about all the House seats won by Republicans. And they've closed the margin. It's so funny to listen to this shit, yo, now that I'm back on the Fox News train and everything else, man, because they out there on some victory tour and shit, talking about, oh, 50% of Americans rejected the Biden and the liberal agenda, and we got some, we're going to retain the Senate, and it's in the House, but you're still losing in the House, right? Yeah, I just want to just throw that little caveat out there. Dems still do have power in the House, and if they all were smart enough to be unified, they could still just do what the hell they've been doing. So give me a break. But the shit, man, you let Fox News and these Republicans tell you, boy, the Republicans had a win here. They're counting victories on that shit. And retaining the Senate. It's just hilarious. But no one's talking about fraud in the states where Republicans gained seats in the House and retained the Senate. Now we're not talking about those votes at all, neither. So somehow the cheating took place, and it was only on the presidential pick and shit. They didn't care. Right? This widespread liberal cheating machine didn't give a shit about stealing the Senate, apparently, or retaining a majority in the House. Nah, they didn't give a shit about that. We got some access to widespread cheating here, and we can change votes and shit, and we can and we can change who wins. But we don't give a shit about the House or the Senate. We only care about cheating for the president. They're either the dumbest cheaters, or they're not cheating at all. We just have to just take it on the chin. But give me a break already. Talking about some wins. Come on now, people. We still got the two seats out in the Senate and everything else. It'll be shocked to happen. We'll be interesting to see what they do. This gets me back to my third point, everything else it is. Look, it would be nice to have those seats in the Senate. Democrats ain't going to win both them seats. Okay, Democrats ain't winning both of them. They might get one, luckily, maybe. But I predict they probably don't get neither one of them. If they do get them, nice. But now you're up. This is what I mean about a two-party system. And them people, and those two parties, are two oppressors, if you will, swapping power over and over again, is now the Democrats are up. And we're about to find out what you phony immoralists are up to starting right now. First and foremost, let's just get one down right here off the rip. You've been doing all that crying about kids in cages and shit and separating them from their families. All right, Biden's up. How long is it going to take for him to empty out those cages and reunite those kids with families? You all that phony outrage about that shit, and now you got your guy. How long is it going to take for him to do so? Shit shouldn't be long if you are what you say you are. If you were that outraged and he was that outraged, well, then it shouldn't take long for him, through executive order and everything else it is, to get them kids the hell up out of there, reunite them with them families. Let's see how long it's going to take. You're on the clock come January 21st. Right out the box. Don't go back on them student loans neither. Yes, indeed. Come on now. You betcha. I told you all before, if else it is, that if they win, that they better do something about progressives, young people. Okay, they're only going to give these old Democrats one. And we got the oldest goddamn president in the history of the country. The oldest. And he's a Democrat. If nothing symbolizes the polarization, just even within the Democratic Party, there you go. There you have it. The oldest goddamn president of all time is going to be a Democrat. Meanwhile, we got progressives, which we hope, man, come on, progressives, keep the fight up. All the Bernieites out there. I don't know about the Warren crew, man. I don't know about them. But definitely the Bernie bunch is out there. Now is not the time to piss them off, man. You are going to reject a very important part of that Democratic platform. They are watching. And all that shit y'all been talking about, promises and everything else to do to get these young kids out to vote, if you screw them, you lost them. I'm telling you right now. If you screw these young kids over right now, you lost them. They're watching this shit. You damn right. You did all that crying and complaining about how much you needed them to get rid of Trump, and you needed the progressives. Oh my God, this is going to be the most progressive cabinet and the most progressive government that we have ever seen. Well, you're up. Okay, and them 18 to 24 year olds are watching. If you screw us over again with old man Biden in this phony ass middle ground, middle of the road, middle America agenda and shit, we're out. We're out. And the young kids will be pissed off and they'll never come back. And these protests and shit that you see going on already across the country are only going to get worse as young people get more and more pissed off about two shitty sides. And pretty much young people will be feeling how black people have felt pretty much since our existence and experience in American politics, where one party ignores us and doesn't give a shit, and the other party just uses us every election over and over again with the same rhetoric about how it's the most important election of our lifetime, and you've got to vote or die and wrap the vote, and you do your civic duty, and blah, 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 the same shit every 4 years. They're going to now experience what black people have been experiencing for 500 plus, and especially the last 100 or so, experiencing this shitty-ass American Republic, Welcome young people to the black political experience. Being ignored and frustrated and pissed off because you're not getting shit. But promises empty and ignored. Republicans are not want to hear that socialist shit that y'all are talking about. Free health care, free community college. No, Republicans aren't going to go that route. That's socialism. You've seen what they've been saying. Just since this last election is over with, the Republicans aren't buying that shit. Okay, so they're out. They're not listening. And they got Democrats, right? You used them, okay? You used them, okay, to get elected and shit. Like, you use them every single time. Like, you've been using black people, too. You use young people to get your guy in there, promising them progressive ideas and shit. Promising them a progressive agenda and a progressive cabinet. Well, now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. We don't want to hear shit about Navid having control of the Senate. Okay. Republicans, don't start complaining if Biden comes down with that executive order hammer on your asses neither, okay? We're back to you guys here. I'm going to just go back and forth. I'm going to just go back and forth here. Shit. Okay? Don't be complaining when the executive order comes down. Democrats don't win the Senate. Who fucking cares? Okay, we still got the House. Let this Republican Senate do what they did before to Obama the last 4 years of his, which is jack shit. Okay, they ain't going to do nothing if they keep control of that. But be in the way. We got it. So use that executive order pen, bruh. Yes, indeed. Use that executive order pen to take care of business. And Republicans, don't say shit and everything else it is. We saw what your boy Trump did using the executive order. So now won't be the time to be complaining about that. Now will not be the time for that. So you're going to have to take that one on the chin, too. But Dems. Not only the deal progresses, but we're back again on this black voter turnout ridiculousness as well. Do they not realize that we're the third ethnic minority in this country, bruh? We ain't winning no goddamn elections around here. Quit fooling us with that crap every time. Gotta get the black vote. Give me a break. We stop it already. Y'all, see, here's a little peek at American history and shit, okay? White Americans looking for Negroes to blame for some shit. There you go. It's okay. Lord have mercy. There's a really quick peek. That's that shit. That snapshot. A cliff note. A cliff note of American history. White Americans looking for some Negroes to blame for some shit. Here we go again. To be continued. Every election, here we are again. Let me just say something else that is for the, again, back to the Dems on the other thing. About that, old Trump got the highest percentage, you know, the black vote and Hispanic vote, black women that he's had in a very long time over any other Republican in history. Well, let me just help you guys out a little bit, okay? And I can speak to a little bit of this here. Some black people don't care about the moral issues and shit. Sorry. I know. Shit sounds kind of harsh and everything else it is. I know it does. Yes, indeed. But some people in the black community, too, are bottom line. They're bottom line people. Their pocketbook. And their money. And some of them rightfully so, because we have seen America ain't got no morals and shit. Okay, let's not be moralists here. On both sides. Give us a break. We've seen it now on both sides. Take your morals and shove them up your ass for crying out loud, okay? Because they ain't getting nobody much of nothing on both sides. So give me a break. So we're not going to vote on your Sarah McLachlan commercials, okay? Sorry, not happening. Okay, we've seen that shit on both sides. Do we care about the issues? Sure. But reasonable people know that both parties are responsible and neither party is going to solve it. Whether it be kids in cages or the LGBTQIA or any other issue out there, war in other countries, Israel, Middle East, North Korea, Iran, you name it, we don't care because both sides are responsible and both sides aren't going to do jack. So pardon me if we don't want to hear that crap. So damn right, there are about some black people out there who voted right down on their pocketbook. And let's be honest, some people, okay, have been doing pretty darn well the last 4 years, economically. If that's all they care about, well, then shit. I'm sorry. But all the other shit that everyone else is, that everyone's outraged about, we don't give us a break. We're not all that interested. Just bottom line, I'm voting how I've been doing economically, and I can take care of the rest. I'm not dependent on government or anybody else to take care of anything else but my pocketbook, essentially. The morals, my behavior, what my donation, who I serve, my community, what I do in it, that is all up to I. Okay? So, as long as my pocketbook and bottom line is doing fine, then I will decipher about how I'm going to spend the rest of my community service and the rest of my time. And some people vote that way. Not enough good people vote that way is the problem. Not enough good people vote that way. Too many dummies and ignorant ass people voting that way. So you're going to get a good chunk of African Americans who have been doing pretty darn well economically the last 4 years. You say, why in the hell would I give this shit up? Just for some guy who's, if anything, going to cost me more money and is going to perpetuate the same immoral, stupid, racist, xenophobic, neoliberal, capitalistic agenda as everyone else is going to do. Why? I might as well just vote to keep my money. Because everything else is a wash. And both sides are responsible. But as always, they're going to point the finger here at somebody else, knowing that white Americans could decide the elections all by them goddamn selves. Okay. Hello. But it's the increase in the African American vote and the black males and the problem. Well, so those who came out and voted for Trump in extreme numbers. No one ain't saying shit about the Hispanic vote in South Florida. Okay, that pretty much won that state for Trump. Oh, no. Oh, no. We can ignore them. It's the black people's problem and black males' fault in particular and everything else. Just give me a break. Liberals, give it a rest. And seriously. That's why I ain't blame my brother for everything. We ain't gonna have it. Okay, both sides. It's a shit show, people. Okay? Can we just all acknowledge this together? Right? We are living in a political shit show. Right? There is clowns and a circus on both ends. And they are equal participants in this shit show that we are all experiencing and watching. Okay? Free yourselves. All right. We got to get to, of course, everybody's favorite. We're going to get this election thing going. But we can't forget about everybody's favorite segments out there. We're going to hit the first one here. Let me see.
That's right. Now close your mouth because you cold busted.
Yes. Cold busted again. Republicans and conservatives with your every vote should count nonsense. I'm back to you. Stop it already. Here we go. Every vote should count. Every American, you hear this shit on the news. I'm hearing this shit again. I'm back on that Fox News train, baby. And every single day, what am I hearing? This is, every American should not, it's not about this election. It's not about this election. It's for the future out of every election and every American's confidence that their vote count and that it matters. What planet are you people living on? Hello. Where have you been? Are you nuts? What? The confidence in every American, the elections, have you not met a black person at all? Hello. Welcome to being a black voter. Confidence in the elections? Confidence that our vote counts? Confident that we are even going to be able to vote. Are you people on drugs? Okay. Well, probably. But are you nuts? What planet are we living in? Now you're talking about every vote should count? The same people who tried to take the mailboxes, bruh? As soon as they started passing, they knew months of time about mail-in voting. And then Trump tried to, what, take the mailboxes away and slow the mail down and shit right before the election? But you really care that as soon as you realized that people were going to vote by mail, your solution was not to decrease the mailboxes and shit and give people free stamps and make it so that more people could vote. No, your solution was let's slow down the mail and let's steal mailboxes and shit. Yeah, that sounds like people who are really interested in making sure that the American people are able to express their vote and do so in a confident election. Yeah, that sounds about right to me. Give me a break. Then, never mind just the years and years of redlining, making sure that black people vote is always broken up and doesn't matter. So never mind that. Okay, but what about the prisoners and people who have been freed and paid their debt to society? Are you into they who are now taxpaying citizens? They're Americans too. Are you concerned about their vote to making sure that it counts and that they're confident in the election? No. You're not really giving a shit about prisoners neither, and felons and former incarcerated individuals. You want them to pay fines and taxes and stills and do all this other kind of shit before they can vote. So no, you're not really well interested in them neither. Okay. Well, what about the mass neighborhoods and the African-American predominant communities and the one polling place or the one voting booth in the entire city that people have to drive and travel 4 hours to and sit in 12 hours in line for? I mean, if you're really that concerned about every American voting and being confident in their vote and having access to the democratic elections, you would think that you would be in for having more places where people could vote in quicker lines and not just one voting booth for a district of 400,000 people in it. But no, we're not seeing much of that either. So no, you don't seem to be caring about access to more people voting more efficiently, especially the black ones. Huh, so that's interesting too as well. Okay, so I'm hearing a lot of crying and complaining about repubs, about faith and confident elections from here on out, but jack shit about actually any evidence at all whatsoever about any idea or even action that you have taken recently to make sure that every American has access to voting. Yeah, give me a break. I'm sorry, but you've been cold busted on that bullshit. Okay, thank you kindly. What are we, nuts? Oh my goodness. Everybody should have access to voting. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. In all honesty, I don't really care all that much necessarily, because I think the problem, of course, is we have too many dummies who vote, and that's part of the problem here and everything else it is. So, believe you me, I'm not going to be one to argue that more people voting is going to make America better. Are you kidding me? Shit, we already got too many people voting, if you ask me personally. But nevertheless, so I'm not even doing this on some kind of moral argument. I'm just doing this merely just to say that the people are full of crap. And we would get off a lot better if people were just honest, straightforward about how they feel in these political discussions and elections. Because give me a break. You don't give a shit about every American voting. You want to make sure that people who you want to go out to vote. Basically, the white dominant majority. Or at least like-minded individuals. Give me a break. Access to all this voting and everything else it is. Oh, people. We are in for something. Because now they're talking about the vaccine is ready. We're going to keep it pushing. Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not even a big anti-vaccine guy. But I do know how these things work with black people. And you realize I'm going to be all-time skeptic for sure. I'm sorry, Brad, but the government got a history of experimenting on our black asses, and I'm going to go ahead and wait a while on this one. You can call me Janet J on this one, because we're going to wait a while. Because we're going to wait a while. Mm-mm. No, oh, no. No can do. What? No. This thing is about 6 months old and everything else it is, and these trials been coming through hot, trying to pass this shit through. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all do this whole thing first. Yeah, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all start and run this thing through a couple of times, man. Give me 9, 12 months and let this cycle go through and then see how people actually react to this shit before I even think about and consider even taking no damn vaccine. Are you crazy? Mm-mm. 6 months ain't long enough, bruh. Shit, a month ain't long. Nope, I don't care. I'm waiting a long time. Not to say don't take it. If you got an extreme emergency, don't try to put me on some hang-up shit like every time people to go out there and die. Nope, we're not falling for that. So I'm not telling anybody not to take it or nothing else. I am telling you that my ass is going to wait a while, okay? I am going to sit this one out, bruh. No. It's going to be some fix-all. I don't like this idea of people putting so much confidence in anything, and especially a vaccine, bruh. You wonder why people won't wear a mask and shit, why we're having these second spikes? Because y'all keep talking about this goddamn vaccine all the time. Mercy. You're like, shit, why? Shit. Come out in a couple of weeks, a couple of months. If I really get it, I'll get the vaccine. You people are just, man, we have just gone down the deep end of stupidity here. You can't get people to wear a mask, and they all want people, these businesses and gyms and stuff to open because you've been telling them that the vaccine is, oh, weeks away, a month away, people will be able to get the vaccine. Well, then shit, if everybody's about to get vaccinated, you wonder why they're not out here wearing masks and shit. Give me a break. Lord help us all. Jesus, mercy. This doesn't make any sense how we continue to fall for this okie doke once again. I'm going to go ahead and sit this one out for a second, bruh. I'm going to keep wearing my mask and stay isolated. I don't like people anyway. So social distancing and a brother staying at the crib is fine by me. I'm cool with it and everything else. Brother got some new puzzles and shit, bruh. I'm just going to make it work. So I'm all right, bruh. Okay? So I'm okay. Everybody else, go ahead and get the vaccine if you want to, or else it is. It'll be interesting to see what happens when they try to make people take this vaccine. Now, that's going to be something. I read that this one dummy Senator Rosa Diz is trying to talk about giving people, paying people to take the vaccine. They're going to give a brother $1,500 to take the vaccine. $1,500? Mercy. I don't know, brother. That's kind of a low ball. That's a low ball offer. This has to be a negotiation, okay? This has to be a negotiation. I ain't starting at no $1,500. No, no. For a vaccine? That you don't even know? You're praying with a brother's life? You praying with a brother's life and you offering $1,500? Bruh, how, shit, bruh. I tell you how much, yo, hey, watch yourselves. They're telling you right now what they think of you. They're telling you what they think that you're worth. They're telling you right now. Just like they did with that funky-ass $1,200 check that y'all got a couple months ago. That was their first shot. They're telling you what they think the American is worth. Okay? This is capitalism 101. Okay? They are paying you what they think that you are worth. This is the supply and demand issue. They got all these Americans. We got to give them something. Well, yeah. What is the average American worth? What can we pay these dumbasses off for? And they've settled at $1,200, bruh. What? They settled at $1,200. That's not what they think your dumbasses is worth. $1,200, bruh, for a month. That don't even pay some people's rent. Shit, people's rent ain't even $1,200, bruh. They tell you little dumbasses worth $1,200 a month. What? And now, to take the vaccine, here we go. They trying to tell you that your little dumbasses worth $1,500 a month. They gave you $300 for the vaccine, bruh. That's a $300 jump between trying to also potentially kill your ass. See, this is what, you see, let's do the math here. Let's do a little mathy math. Shit. Okay? $1,200 off the rip. That's what the basic dumbass American is worth. $1,200. Okay? Now, if we're going to threaten to kill your ass, that's about, $300. But if we threaten to kill your ass, that's about $300. That's worth about $300. For the average American, is worth about $300 dead. So we're going to give y'all $1,500. Come take this vaccine. So you can keep it going and pay your little funky ass bills and shit, and an extra little $300 in case your ass die or has some side effect from this vaccination. $300. They think killing your ass is worth $300, bruh. We are out here angry at one another and shit. Poor people, stupid people, on every side, all over the country, widespread ignorance and shit, not knowing. Nobody else in the, have we not learned this before? Are we not seeing this? Am I the only one? Bruh, they're talking about price tags. Bruh, own your head. Every American worth something. A dollar. They said your ass was worth $1,200, bruh. And then that's your $300 in case you die from a vaccine. $1,500. Come take this vaccine, bruh. No, bruh, not me. You gotta be kidding me. We're going to have to negotiate these prices, bruh. My black ass ain't worth that. I'm worth more than that. I don't know about the rest of you. Well, I do know about the rest of y'all. And so they ain't getting me for that, bruh. I'm going to need a little bit more change. I'm gonna need a little bit more change. Because I can't have it, man. I'm worth a hell of a lot more than 12 funky ass $300. But here they come again. That is just too funny. Still ain't got no vaccine bill or nothing. People gonna go through Christmas with nothing. And we're sitting here talking about Trump and talking about presidents and everything else to this man. Come on, people. Let me get back on this political thing just real quick, Rios, because this is evident of this. About both sides. And the shit show that is American politics. And this thing, I guess you can also say this about some of the, you know, the black, that black population out there that increased their Trump votes and everything else. It's about just believing that lesser of two evils, my ass. You're still choosing evil, right? But one of the things that we hearken to, that nothing is permanent. Nothing. Nothing. Right? Your boy Biden is already talking about getting us back in the NAFTA, getting us back in the CDC, renegotiating with China once again. All the shit that people were railing about Trump doing and everything else that was so successful or so executive ordery. All the successes. All that shit right now, a couple years later, Biden can just eliminate right now. Shit, yep, kids out of cages, boom. We're back in the negotiating with China here. We're going to get back in the NAFTA. We're going to get back in the WHO and the CDC and everything else. We're back. We're just going to reinstall that shit right now. Shit ain't even been that long. And just all of it's gone. We did all this bitching and complaining in the last 4 years. And then 4 years later, someone can just completely reverse that shit and go the other way. And then 4 years from now, whatever the hell Biden does, that the next guy can just come in and do the same thing. Just flip-flopping and taking some shit in and some shit out every 4 years. Something in, next guy, that shit ain't gonna work. Next guy comes in, replaces that shit. 4 years later, someone else comes in. Now, take all that shit back out again. Like they're trying to do with Obamacare and everything else it is. Come on. People, please. Shit, man. Biden come out day one. This is stop the construction of this dumbass wall. I mean, that's another one, too. That's two things. Okay, so one, kids in the cages and shit. That's to be the first one for everything else is, right? Put your money where your mouth is, libs, and let's see how long it takes your boy to get them kids out of cages and reunite them with their families. Two, construction on the goddamn wall. Give me a break. First of all, this dummy tried to tell us that Mexico was paying for that shit, dum-dums. Anyone who believed anything in this wall construction and that Mexico was paying for it, you're a class A moron, okay? Mexico will pay for the wall, you dummies. Hello? Then, when he starts the goddamn wall, then he takes it from taxpayers and shit. And you dummies did nothing but still applaud that any of that stupid-ass wall was built. He told you Mexico was going to pay for it. And when he didn't, he took it from American taxpayers, from the military. American taxpayers. And you dummies didn't even bat an eye. What the hell is wrong with people? Didn't even bat an eye. But again, Biden can fix that shit day one, too. Okay, we're going to stop the construction of the wall, dig that shit back, put the money back. I'm not interested in this stupid-ass wall business. Boom. Commander-in-chief of the military, military fund, military budget, military used. We can go ahead and just, wall done. Take that shit back down. We're going to reimpose these funds. Give me a break. So we're about to find out. But again, just for some, Lord have mercy, Republican to get back in office using this Trump shit. And four more years to get elected again, and we could be getting right back to this same discussion all over again, people. That's why we've got to stop already with the show. The shit show. This is pathetic. But we can get to this next, the last segment of the day.
Oh, Lord. Can we get a break?
One more again on this election gravy special. Can we get a break? Here we go. First of all, last of all, too, shit. You do realize that this dummy did tell his supporters not to vote by mail, right? Like, are we all clear about this shit? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm just trying to make sure that we're all clear on this. Right? That once we figured out that we were going to be able to vote by mail during this pandemic, this dumb, one, takes money from the post office. Two, removes post mailboxes and shit. And then three, tells his people not to vote by mail. and then had the audacity to turn around and wonder why all the goddamn mail-in voted for Biden. Dum-dum, because you told your people not to vote by mail. What in the world? Like, then there is a whole lot of mail-in ballots in here. Yeah, no shit, never mind. No, well, no kidding. Well, no kidding, dummy. Because you told people not to vote by mail, bruh. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with people? Bruh. You do realize you told people not to vote by mail. So when all the mail-in ballots start getting counted and your lead starts shrinking, yeah. Of course they're overwhelmingly for the guy who told his people to vote by any means goddamn necessary, essentially. And you told your people to vote in person for sure. Sometimes he told these dummies 2-3 times to get back in line and shit if you need to. Lord help us. And not to vote by mail. And when it comes down to counting the mail-in votes, yeah, you done lost. Come on. Lord, give us a break. This is pathetic. I think that's the going out word for the day. The going out word for the day is pathetic. Because that's what this entire election display is. And one word, shit is pathetic. You gotta be kidding me. I'm trying to figure out why the goddamn mail-in votes are overwhelming in support of him. Well, because dumb, you told people not to vote. And then set up a hotline for people to, good Lord have mercy, hold up. Sets up a hotline for people to call in with accusations of voter fraud as witnesses and shit. With some money, people put up money for this. People are putting up money. If you call in the hotline as a witness to voter fraud, and then they get this dummy up on, these dummies up on TV, bruh. This trucker guy up on TV right now talking about, yeah, I had this truck and I drove it from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Most of this from New York. Then I just had this truck and they just said, oh, just drive it to Pennsylvania. And when I got to Pennsylvania and everything else it is, they just, you know, unloaded it and everything else it is. And there was no paperwork or anything. I just took a whole bunch of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. Come on, guy. Well, see, this is what we have done. See, now we've got idiots up here for that. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. What's the price? Shit. I'm going to expose some voter fraud, too. Shit. You're damn right. I saw some voter fraud. How much is it worth? $10K? Shit. I see something for $10K. What's the number? Shit. This is dumb. Give me a break. This is 2020, bruh. You're trying to tell me that you drove a truck full of ballots. First of all, how the hell you know there are ballots in there, bruh? Dude, did you open them? Did you open the boxes? Did you open the boxes and see what was in there? At no time, if you're that suspicious and you thought it was that worthy to call an hotline and bring your funky ass on TV? You thought you were going to bring your funky ass on TV because you were that worried and concerned about you driving some ballots from New York to Pennsylvania that you didn't even bother to open the shit up and see if there actually ballots was in there? And if so, bruh, it's 2020. You didn't take no pictures, you get no evidence, no receipt, no nothing. You didn't take no pictures at the goddamn place you dropped them off at, nothing, not even a selfie, bruh. Hey, doing my civic duty, click clack, outside the voting factory, dropping off some ballots, doing my job, click clack, nothing, not a selfie or nothing. You ain't got nothing. But you showed up as a concerned citizen. Bruh, I'm calling the hotline and shit. I got some. I seen some voter fraud, bruh. People are dummies. You gotta be kidding me. Lord help us. Jesus is the Lord. Mercy. Man, we gotta get out of here. I'm about to get out of here too. Thanks for giving everybody who's been listening. All the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, on the website, www.graveology.com, man. I'm gonna keep pushing this thing. I'm gonna keep working. The end of the year celebration of the Christmas album, all of the above, man. Brothers out here trying to get it. I'm going to make sure I make it happen and shit. I just got to stay focused and keep using these morons as inspiration. As soon as they figure out how to spell, they're dumbasses. But nevertheless, right, we appreciate everybody out there troublesome. We're going to keep it pushing too this year and everything else it is. Check out the website. Check out the apparel at www.troublesomemovement.com at the store. Make a donation. good people trying to do good things. I'm going to keep trying to make it happen here in 2021 as we go forward. I got one more show for y'all before this year ends. The end of the year special, boy. I got some. We're going to give out my Year of the End awards. Are we going to do that? Can I give out the end of the year awards too? Next one? Bruh. I got to. We got Dummy of the Year. Right? We got the Sellout of the Year. What else we got? Yeah, a whole bunch of. I don't want to give them all the way and everything else for the year in special, man. We give our year of awards and everything else it is. Man, but we got some good ones, along with the Christmas album and some Christmas hits, bro. We're going to do it all for the end of the year special because we got to get the hell out of 2020 with some sense of humanity and sense of self moving forward. So I at least got to make sure that we hit through one more time before we get the hell out of here for the year. But nevertheless, check it out, the website. Everybody, continue to check out the podcast. Support the podcast. Support Troubles and Gravy. We are out here trying to put out good work and everything else it is. Doing good works. We appreciate everybody. Make sure that you listen. Listen and review. Comment. Follow the Instagram, GravyPhD. On Facebook, GravyPhD. We're out here. Check us out. You appreciate it. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice.